go on to employer compliance, paper I.
Paper I. So you'll notice we've recorded these against the regulatory deadline of the 19th of the month,
yeah.
rather than the administration strategy deadline of the 12th of the month, because
yeah.
actually, whilst we'd like to encourage everybody to comply with the 12th, the more fundamental breach would be the 19th.
Yeah.
As we get better at doing this, we would hope to be reporting against the administration
yeah.
strategy, but clearly the breaches occur when the payments are received and the data is received after the 19th of the month.
Yeah.
So we had one instance, 1 month, where one employer was late in submitting their data return,
yeah.
But that didn't stop them submitting the payment on time.
Okay.
Randomly.
Okay.
However that worked. And then in terms of the employers that are late in paying, we've named those
yeah.
effectively. The Carisbrook Castle one is the one where we've now resolved.
Okay.
We will still report that as being late.
Yeah, yeah.
But going forward, it was the first month of the year and now they're on time. Southern Housing was actually late. That was late, received on the 25th of June.
Okay.
So they're on watch now that if they're late again, they'll get a slap. Wootton Bridge, two instances of late, but that's the date the cheque cleared. The cheque was received by the deadline, but it
right.
didn't clear our bank account.
Okay.
We're only tracking the date that it's cleared because it's
yeah.
that's the one that we've got evidence for because it hits our bank account. And then the schools at the bottom, the Ireland Free School, Northwood Primary, Lane's End and Capita, they were paid electronically, received by the 22nd of the month, so they were late against the 19th
but not against
the 22nd, so it's very
yeah.
difficult in formula driven
yeah.
spreadsheets to
yeah.
put if this then that, so we're reporting them late on the 19th but received by the 22nd.
Yeah. Okay.
So technically we had two employers in breach in one occasion on out of the 4 months, one which was late in payment, which we've now resolved, and one that was late in June.
Is that something you would go back to these, obviously the schools, done by the law?
We have mentioned that to Strictly and Capita, and it's frustrating because Strictly do a lot of other schools as well
yeah.
that are paid on time. So I don't know why they don't do all of their payrolls at the same time. I think there is no logic to it at all.
No. Okay.
But our working relationship with all of our employers is much better than it has been as a result, particularly of the data
yes.
improvement work that we've carried out recently.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's no questions there, no? Okay.